to all. Today's daf is Zachem Daf Lamed Ches. We are starting about the fifth line with the words of Tana Maisi Lama Hacha. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Bas Biyakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. And we're discussing Shitas Beis Hillel. Remember, we had Machlokes Beis Sham Beis Hillel in the Mishnah regarding the minimum amount of Matnoiz Dam blood applications that a Karban Chatos needs. Regarding all other Karbanos, everyone agrees that if just one is done, no problem, it's okay, it's kosher. What about a Chatos? Beis Sham holds a minimum of two are required. Beis Hillel holds even just one is okay. And we had one source for that yesterday. Now we're going to bring a brass with a different source. This Tana brings it from the following. We have three different psukim, all talking about a Karban Chatos, and they all say the same. V'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. Every single one of them talks about the Matnoiz Dam and how that's a kapar for the person. It brings about an atonement. Now, the reason why this drasha is necessary is mipnei adin, because based on a kal v'chomer, I would think that every single one of the arba matanos is necessary. It's ma'akev, and I can't get away with anything less than four, and that's why we need this drasha of v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper. How the brasa continues, now asking on this, who says we need a drasha? Sheyachal v'aleidinu. It should be a logical progression the other way, and we shouldn't even have to have a drasha from a pasuk for this. Why is that? Because nemru dam l'mata v'nemru dam l'mala. It talks about matnoiz dam, that's l'mata, that's the lower half of the mizbeach, and also talks about matnoiz dam on the upper half of the mizbeach. We know that all karbanis are on the lower half of the mizbeach, besides the chatas, which is in the upper half. And our limud would be as follows: ma matan dam l'mru l'mata, just like the matan dam that are done below on the lower half. Shenasa matana achas, if they were just done with one blood application and not more than that, keeper, that's a kapara, as we said before. Avdam l'mru l'mala, shenasa matana achas keepers. So to the dam that's supposed to be above the karban chatas, if it's just done with one and not four, that also should be fine. Why do we have to have a special drasha of chiper, chiper, chiper? And the answer is because oiklach l'derchzu. Maybe we should go the other way. Maybe we should make a different drasha. Nemru dam b'fnim, nemru dam b'chutz. It says dam inside and dam outside. Dam inside is referring to karban chatos, which is brought inside the heichal, and dam b'chutz is referring to karban chatos, which is brought outside on the regular mizbeach. And so maybe we should be as follows: ma dam amurim b'fnim, chiser achas min amatanos loyos v'loiklom. Just like the damim that's inside the heichal, if one of the matanos was missing, he didn't do anything. It's not valid at all. Every single one of them is ma'akev, so after amurim b'chutz chiser achas min amatanos loyos v'loiklom. Maybe it would be the same thing with the karban chatos that's done on the outside mizbeach, that if he missed one of the four matanos dam, it's considered like he did nothing, and therefore there's two opposite drushes. The Brazil continues, nearly me daimel. Let's see what it's more comparable to. Dona chutz me chutz v'ein dona chutz mifnim. Maybe we should learn chutz from chutz and not chutz from bifnim, and therefore we'll learn karban chatos from all the other karbanos. And again, just like all the other karbanos, if just one matnez dam was done, that's okay. So too, by chatos, if just one out of the four was done, that's also okay. Oy klachadarzu. Maybe we should go the other way. Dona chatos varboi kronos, mechatos varboi kronos. Maybe we should learn chatos and four horns from chatos and four horns, namely karban chatos that's done inside. It needs to be applied to all four horns of the Mizbeach, just like the Karban Chatos outside needs to be applied to all four horns of the Mizbeach, and that would tell us that every single one of these matanis is ma'akev. Don't learn from other karbonis that are brought on the outside Mizbeach, she'en chatos v'arba kronis, because they're not a chatos, and they don't require this blood to be applied on all four corners of the Mizbeach. And because we have these two potential limudim, tam loymar, that's why we have this limud from the pasuk that we started out with, v'chiper, 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 that tells us as follows, v'chiper, afal bishlan son el shalosh, even if you just did three, and the second v'chiper tells us, v'afal bishlan son el shtaim, even if you just did two, and v'chiper, the third v'chiper tells us, afal bishlan son el achas, even if you just did one matnas dam with the karban chatos, it's perfectly fine. So that's why we have to have this drasha. Ask the Gemara, hold on, v'haymi b'alei l'gufei, this is necessary for it itself. Every single pasuk of v'chiper is necessary for that pasuk to tell us that if you follow what the pasuk says, so then the person receives a kapara. How could we use it for a different drasha? So Rava, he answers, bar adamari azberli, bar adam, my master explained it to me. That's because Amar Kra, the pasuk says, v'chiper v'nislach. In every single one of these psukim, it says the words, v'chiper al v'kayin mechatosai v'nislach loy. And the word v'chiper and v'nislach are the same exact thing. Kiper means he receives an atonement, and v'nislach means it's forgiven for him. That's a double lashain. Zui kapar, zui slicha. Kapar and slicha is the same thing. And v'mela, one of these words is extra, so we could use these three extra v'chiper words to teach us that just one matnas dam by chatos is ma'akev, not all four of them. The Gemara continues asking, though, amen, we should say as follows, v'chiper, what does that tell us? Afal pishalein asan el shalosh l'mal v'achas l'mata. That the kapar is received, even though he just did three above the halfway mark and one below. And the second v'chiper tells us, afal pishalein asan el shtayim l'mata u'shtayim l'mala, even if he just did two above and two below, that's still okay. And the third v'chiper tells us, afal pishalein asan l'mala el l'mata, even if he didn't do any above, he did all them below, it's still a kapara. So who says these three v'chipers are telling us that it's okay that he just has to do one matnas dam by chatos, and that's ma'akev, and the other three aren't? Maybe all four matnas dam are ma'akev, it's just that the chiddush is, even if he did them below the chotas sekra, below the halfway point, that's okay. So Rav Avraham Yitzchak, he answers, in Kanev, that's really so, bidalta taras arba kronos. That means you bring mevatel the whole concept of four kronos, the four horns, the four top corners of the mizbeach, which the pasuk says that's where the dam is supposed to be. How could you have this drasha that tells us, oh, you know what, even if you did it below the halfway point and it's not in any of the kronos, that's okay? Then it's not the way a dam of chatos is supposed to be done. So Gemara responds, right away by saying V'yirachmana Amar. But if the Torah tells you that it is okay, levatlon. So we could be mevatlon. In other words, the Torah is telling you both. L'chatchila, it should be applied to the four kranas. And if not, it was applied below, and none of the matanos went on the four kranas, that's also okay. So that's not a question. However, Rav comes along with a different answer. Why we can't make this drasha? Ezu davar shetzarach shalosh. Really, we should add in the word v'chiper. What is it that needs three words v'chiper? Hava oimer elu kranos. That's in regards to the kranos. In other words, Rav is answering. If you want to try to say that none of the matanos done with the chatas have to be done on the kranos, and if he does them below the chotas sikra, below the halfway point, that's okay. So it wouldn't be sufficient just to have three words v'chiper. We would have to have four words v'chiper. Each word v'chiper telling us that it's okay if one of the matanos down was done below. So we would have to have four words, not three words, and we only have three words v'chiper. So Gemara says, okay, Ema, why don't I say the drasha as follows? V'chiper, afal pishalainos and el achas lamalu shalosh amata. Then the v'chiper tells us, even though he just did one matanos down with the chatas above and the other three were below, that's okay. Since we have three words v'chiper, maybe that tells us that three of the matanos down could be below as long as one of them is above. Why not say that? So the Gemara answers, we don't find any dam that half of it's done above and half of it's done below. There's no such a thing. And therefore, we can't be mechadish that that's the drasha by chatas. Ask the Gemara of Eloi, there's no such a thing, but none. We have a mission that says, it talks about the bull and the goat of Yom Kippur, that the matnas dam is done inside and actually happens in multiple stages. At first, it's done inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. And what does it tell us? He's a menu achsamal v'shev l'mata, that the Kohen Gadol, he did a spritching, a hazah, once above, seven below. And it talks about this being done by the kapayres, the top of the arayin. And so we see this lashon of once above, seven below. And so it seems to be that some is higher, some is lower, some above the halfway point, some below the halfway point. And so we actually do see that there is a matnas dam, which is some above, some below. So the answer is no, that's not how the matnas dam is done. Kematzlif. That dam is being done like a matzlif. And my kematzlif, what does that mean? Like a matzlif, mechvi Rabbi Yehuda, kimenagda, Rabbi Yehuda showed like somebody whipping. When a person got whipped in Beis Din, first they started above, then they went lower down on his body. And that's the way this matnas dam was done. It wasn't actually applied to the aron or to the kapyrus, to the roof of the aron. The Kohen Gadol simply spritched it towards, not actually on, but towards. And when we say lamal lamata, it doesn't mean higher or lower on the aron. It means that lamala is he flicked his finger upwards, and lamata means he flicked his finger downwards, but not that it was on the upper or lower half. So this is not a good question. The Gemara continues, but what about from here? It's also talking about the Paran Sar of Yom Kippur, where the matnas dam was done inside. This is talking about inside the Heichal, not in the Kodesh Kedoshim, and it's referring to the matnas dam that's done on the Mizbeach Hazav, the Mizbeach HaKtiris, the small Mizbeach inside the Heichal. And what does it say? He's al tahare shel mizbeach sheva pa'amim. He was maza, he sprinkled on the tahara of the mizbeach seven times. Lam chasma beza top, my lav, apal gidim mizbeach. Doesn't this mean he sprinkled it on the halfway point of the mizbeach? Why would that be? Because people say, tihar tihara de yoyma, that we've already reached the tihara de yoyma. It means it's the afternoon. In other words, we hit the halfway point of the day. So we see this lashon of tahara of the mizbeach means the halfway point of the mizbeach. And obviously, it's impossible to get it precisely on the halfway point. So it means that some of his dam was being applied above, some of it below. Here we have a source that there is a matnas dam which is done some above, some below. So Rav Shili tells us, "Lo, that's not so. Agiluya, it's actually referring to the top of the mizbeach. Tahara shel mizbeach means the top of the mizbeach. The chesiv, the pasuk says, 'Ucha etzam hashemayim l'toyhar.' And so we don't have a source from here either. Ask the Gemara, 'Vayikesh shirayim? What about the leftover blood? We know that there's leftover blood which is poured on the base of the mizbeach, and that's specifically by a carbon chatos. So even if all the matnas dam were done above on the kronos where they're supposed to be done, we still take the leftover blood and pour it on the base of the mizbeach, which is the lower half." The Gemara says, "No, shirayim le'ma'akvi. These shirayim being poured on the base of the mizbeach, they're not ma'akev. If it's not done, it doesn't passel the carbon, so that's not a raya." Ask the Gemara, "Ikis shirayim apnimiyim de'ikadamad arm ma'akvi. We have the leftover blood of a carbon chatos that's brought inside the heichal, that there is a mandam which holds that it is ma'akev if it's not poured on the base of the mizbeach. And so here we have a source that some matnas dam are done above and some below." The Gemara answers, "B'chad makom karmina, and we're talking about a one place. You're right. In this situation, you found according to this mandam amar, some are done above, some are done below, but not in the same mizbeach. This is two different mizbechas. One is done inside the heichal, one is done outside the heichal. And that means that there actually is no carbon where we have the matnas dam above and below. Therefore, it's not valid to suggest this, that the pasuk of carbon chatos, v'chiper, 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 is telling us it's okay to do one above and three below. It must be that our original drasha is correct, that the v'chiper, v'chiper, v'chiper is telling us that even just one matnas dam by chatos is fine, and the other three are not ma'akev. And again, this is all Chita space Hillel. And we continue discussing Shiz Beisham, Beis Hillel, Tanya, Beis Hillel, 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 Matiros umefaglois. Two matnas dam by carbon chatos and one by all other carbonos, they are matir the carbon, and they also are mefagel the carbon. If he has a thought of chotzos manoi by the two of chatos or one by other carbonos, that's going to make it pigle. Now, his hill and his hill says, achas shebechatos veachas shebechol zvachim matars mefageles. One by carbon chatos and one by all other zvachim, that's the matir for the carbon. It allows us to to eat the meat, and that also would be mfagal it. So Maskel Rav Shai, Rav Shai asks him, Ken, if that's really so, why don't we teach this by the kulos of Beisham and the chomers of Beis Hillel? We know that for the most part, Beisham is the one who's machmir, Beis Hill is mekel, and we actually have a few mishnayos teaching us that these are the chomers of Beis Hillel, because it's such a unique thing. Why wasn't this taught among the chomers of Beis Hillel if it does turn out to be a chomerah? So Rav answered him, ki itchel lehetera itchel. When it was asked in the Beis Medrash, it was asked in regards to heter, the havlu Beisham and the chomerah. In that case, Beisham is the chomerah. Somebody got up in the Beis Medrash and asked, what about by carbon chatos if it only had one matnas dam and then the rest of the blood spilled? Is the meat mutter? And Beis Hillel says, yes, it is mutter because only one is ma'akev. Beis Shammai says, no, it's not because you have to have a minimum of two. So in this situation, Beis Shammai is the chomer and Beis Hillel is the kula. It's only in a different situation where it's the reverse, and that's why this wasn't listed among the chomers of Beis Hillel. Now we continue talking about this. Omer Rabbi Yochanan Rechon says, Shalosh matanos shel chatos, the three matnas dam, the three blood applications of a carbon chatos that are not essential, they're not necessary, they're not la'akev. We just need one of them. One is ma'akev, but the other three are not ma'akev. So regarding these other three matnas dam, we have a couple of different dinim. Einon bas balayla, they're not allowed to be spritched at night, even though they're not ma'akev, they still can't be done at night. However, bas la'achar misa, they could be done after misa, if after the shechita of the carbon chatos and the first matnas dam, the owner of the carbon chatos died, the remaining three still are allowed to be done. And also, v'amal mehen bachutz, chayev. One who does them outside, if he does these blood applications outside the Beis HaMikdash, so he's going to be chayev for that, even though they're not essential to the kashrus of the carbon, nonetheless, he still would be chayev for that. Now we continue talking about this, our Rapapa says, Yashmen ketchilasoiv, Yashmen kesoifoi. These three matnos dam have certain similarities to the beginning, to the first one, and have some similarities to the end. Chutz, the isser of doing it outside, v'layla, and the isser of doing it at night, zaros, the isser of it being done by non-kain, uklesharis, the chiv that it has to be done in a klesharis, karen, the fact that it has to be done on the corner, on the horn of the mizbeach, the etzba, the fact that it has to be applied with the kain's finger, kibos, and pay attention to this one because we're going to be talking about it, the fact that if this blood spritches on the clothing of a kain, he has to wash his clothing, that's because a pasuk tells us this in a different situation, vishirayim, and the leftovers of this blood, kitchilason, is just like the beginning, it's just like the first one, and just like by the first matnas dam of karmel chatos, all these things apply. It can't be done outside, it can't be done at night, it can't be done by non-kain, so on and so forth. So these other three matnas dam also have the same exact thing. However, misa, these are allowed to be done even after the owner dies, and loy sharia, they are not able to permit the carbon to be eaten, because again, only the first one is the important one, and also v'lo mefagla, they're not going to be mefagla the carbon. If while he does one of these three matnas dam, he has a thought of chutz l'zmanoi, it's not going to mefagla it. And v'loy ayel gavoy, the fact that if they're brought inside the heichal, they don't pasul it, that's not a problem. Kesoifon, that's like the end, meaning they're not considered essential, they're not la'akev, and therefore none of these things are going to pasul them. So I want to focus on one of these things our Papa said, namely that which we had pointed out, kibos. So just explain this briefly. The Pasuk tells in regards to the blood of a chatos, v'asher yiza midama al habeged, if some of its blood should sprinkle or splatter on a beged, techabes makam kadosh, it should be washed in a makam kadosh, meaning it has to be washed in that zara. Now the limud from word yiza is as follows. Since yiza means to sprinkle, we learn from here that it's only blood, which is roi for sprinkling or roi for zrika, that if it falls on the beged of a kain, then it has to be washed, he has to be mechabes it in that zara. But let's say if it came directly out of the animal's neck, or if it was after Zrika was done already, so his blood's not ready for Zrika anymore, that blood, if it falls on the kain's baguette, does not require kibos. As our Papa is going to prove how he knows that if the blood of the remaining three non-essential, non-ma'akev, matnoiz dam by chatos, falls on the baguette of a kain, it does require kibos. So the Gemara tells us, Papa says, Beno Aminola, how do I know this? That's because in the Hanu, we have a mission that says, Nitas menat savra la baguette, if the blood spritches directly from the animal's neck onto the kain's baguette, ain't it on kibos. It doesn't have to be washed. And also menat karen, menat yisoid, if the blood spritches off of the karen or from the yisoid and it goes into the bag of the kain, ain't it on kibos, it doesn't require kibos. Now what's a deek we can make from here? Ha, min haroi le karen, but if the blood spritches from something that is fit to be put on the karen, ton kibos, so it does need kibos. And since the blood that could be used for the remaining three blood applications of the carbon chatos, again, the first one was done, that's the essential one, that's ma'akev, the blood for the next three ones, since that could be put on the karen, he could do it, he really should do it, he doesn't have to, but he could do it if he wants to, it's mashma that blood, since it's roi for the karen, that would need kibos. Asking Moral Tamecha, according to your Papa, then why don't we say as follows? Min ha-yisoid ain't a ton kibos. If the blood actually spritched off of the yisoid onto his clothing, it doesn't require kibos. But the diuk should be, ha-min o-royli yisoid ton kibos. That if it was blood that it was right to be poured on the yisoid, then it does require kibos. But we know that not to be true because asher yazek siv, the pasuk says asher yazek, prat lezeh shekvar huza. That excludes something that already had hazah, and blood which is about to be poured on the yisoid already had all of its hazah done, and it's not able to be used, and therefore if it's it spritches on the baguette, it doesn't require kibos. As Reb Joshua Papa doesn't seem to be right. The Gemara answers, no, Hamani, Reb Nechemia, this Reb Nechemia, did not have Mishnah. Reb Nechemia says, Shiari Hadam Shekriven B'chotz, Chayev. If the Shiari Adam were brought out to the Beis HaMikdash, one is Chayev for that. So just like Reb Nechemia holds, that if the Shiari Adam, which is going to be poured on the Yisoid, if he's going to be Chayev for bringing that out to the Beis HaMikdash, so assuming Reb Nechemia would hold that if that blood falls on the Kohen's baguette, it also requires kibos. And the Mela, what follows from there, is that another type of Shiari Hadam, quote unquote, namely the blood that would be for the remaining three matnois dam of a carbon chatos, that also, according to Reb Nechemia, if it falls on the Kohen's baguette, would require kibos. And so, for at least according to Reb Nechemia, Rav Papa's shita makes sense. We're going to stop it for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this, getting into a whole long shak of Atariya, whether or not this is the proper diuk to make in shitas Reb Nechemia. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.